Thanks, Damien, and good afternoon. Law enforcement agencies across the region will be out in force over the weekend for the Memorial Day holiday. The California Highway Patrol will conduct a maximum enforcement period with every available officer on patrol focused on traffic safety. 40 people died in traffic collisions on California roadways in 2013, and many of those victims were not wearing seatbelts. CHP officers also arrested more than 1,200 drivers a year ago on suspicion of driving under the influence. Local police departments will play a role as well as the Avoid the 8 DUI Task Force, being on patrol, focused on impaired and distracted drivers. The Oregon State Police will also conduct traffic safety efforts over the holiday weekend. 78 drivers were arrested in Oregon last year over the weekend on suspicion of driving under the influence, and there were 7 fatalities and 6 injuries connected with DUI drivers. With the vote on Tuesday to ban GMOs, Humboldt County is looking to become the 4th county in the country to institute such a ban. On Tuesday, Jackson County, Oregon, home to Ashland and Medford, became the 2nd county to ban the cultivation of genetically modified crops within county boundaries. Jackson County joins Mendocino County, and supporters of the GMO ban said the measure will protect conventional crops. In neighboring Josephine County, a similar GMO ban passed, but is almost certainly headed to court because it conflicts with another local resolution already on the books, the one that bans GMO bans. A coalition of more than 180 Jackson County farmers and community members were driving the force behind the GMO measure. The County Board of Supervisors voted unanimously on Tuesday to place an ordinance banning the cultivation of genetically modified organisms on the November ballot. The decision was made after the supervisors listened to testimonials from local farmers and business owners. Some supported the GMO ban, while others believed it would infringe on a farmer's right to choose. Estelle Fennell visited Talk Shop on Wednesday and explained the goal of the initiative's proponents.
Their main aim, as voiced by them, is that they don't want genetically modified organisms that are specifically part of crops to pollute organic crops that are maybe being grown next door. So that's the main thing that they were talking about. It was heavy on the farmer side in terms of people giving their presentations.
Fennell went on to describe how people on both sides of the GMO debate are enthusiastic about their beliefs.
People are very passionate on both ends of the spectrum here. People who do not want to see the crops genetically modified and people who think that that is the answer to some of the big looming questions in an ever-expanding population on Earth, etc.
Close to 8,500 signatures have been collected in support of the ordinance. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. An ugly part of Eureka is getting a facelift thanks to the God Squad. They're the men of the Eureka Rescue Mission, a faith-based program in Old Town. Brian Hall, its executive director, said the men are recovering from difficult times in their lives, and they're working hard to make part of Eureka look better.
We have our guys in the New Life program going out the streets, cleaning up leaves and brush, weeds, foot of commercial. Second and Commercial, where all of the train engines are. We went in there and cleaned out the cabs of the trains, the boxcar underneath, all around, and weed-eated and moved brush and repaired the fence. We're actually working down by the Adorney Center at the foot of... many of the guys actually, most of them, the men that come to our program are really broken due to alcoholism, drug addiction primarily. Others are just really wandering in life and not really have any direction, so they come. Many guys that come don't have a very good work ethic, and what we do is we just slowly but surely give them jobs in the mission.
Brian is a guest on Talk Shop, and we'll be talking to Brian Papstein Monday at 2 on KINS. And that's the news for KINS News and Information. I'm Dave Silverbrand.